why do you think we need poker machine reforms?
Well, we need poker machine reforms, but I've actually voted against these reforms for a range of reasons. Firstly, the government fundamentally broke its promise to Andrew Wilkie, the written agreement to have mandatory pre-commitment in place, operating in all machines from 2014. What the government came up with was a watered-down version. What we've ended up with is that machines are supposed to be mandatory pre-commitment ready by 2018. But if you look at the fine print, that may not even happen. And the big reason why I couldn't support this legislation is that the most effective reform recommended by the Productivity Commission was to have $1 bets, $120 an hour losses compared to the $1,200 an hour you can lose now. The government wasn't even prepared to have machines ready or to be capable of taking $1 bets in years to come.
Okay, why do you think the government backed down? Who was putting pressure on them?
Well, I think they backed down because of the campaign by the clubs industry. A lot of local members were, local ALP members, particularly New South Wales, were freaking out because of the campaign. They were being targeted because clubs were running a line that they do so much for the community. And there's no doubt that they do do good things for the community. But let's put this in perspective. Independent research has shown that something, the amount of money that actually goes back to the community in direct grants from poker machine revenue is in the order of 1.3%. So for every $1,000, $13 goes back to the community. And the Productivity Commission, a number of years ago, published a report that basically said the tax breaks they get is basically not worth it given what it costs the community. And also, if you compound that with a cost of problem gambling to the community, it's really a worse than zero-sum game.
Do you think that maybe it's perhaps the first step towards getting the stronger legislation in? Was this like a mandatory sort of watered down step by the government with an initial view to sort of ramping it up once they've sort of done tests and put the AHA and the Clubs Australia at ease?
Well, Matt, that's why this was a difficult issue for me. Andrew Wilkie and the independent from Denison in Tasmania, who I work very closely with, has always acted in good faith. He's been absolutely decent throughout the whole process. The Greens have also been acting in good faith throughout. It's the government and the opposition that has been a recluse as well. I think the situation is this. It's a difficult call. My call was that these reforms are a bit like, in poker machine parlance, a bit like the lost disguise as a win. And that's what my concern is. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But what I'm deeply suspicious of with the government, and indeed the opposition, is that they could just as easily have made the machines $1 bet ready, a simpler, cheaper option, an option that would really make a big difference in problem gambling, but instead they went down this more convoluted path of making machines mandatory pre-commitment ready. And even if you look at the fine print of the legislation, I'm not sure that it's actually going to do that either.
I guess what Kevin Andrews said, one of the reasons whether any response to problem gambling must be looked at is because many Australians gamble responsibly and many Australians rely on the sector for jobs. How do you think the reforms will impact on the industry?
Well, you know, I'm surprised that Kevin Andrews has become such a mouthpiece for the industry. He's a Conservative Member of Parliament. He's a families and spokesperson for the Liberals, for the opposition. And honestly, Kevin Andrews has missed the point completely. Number one, what he's saying about jobs is completely off the planet. I know, and it's publicly in the public arena, that the independent research shows that for every $1 million lost in poker machines, it creates just over 3 jobs. If you spend $1 million in the retailing sector, it creates over 6 jobs. If you spend $1 million in on food and hospitality and cafes, it creates something like 20 jobs. So let's demolish that argument. But in terms of the whole issue of what Kevin Andrews and the industry wants, voluntary pre-commitment, that is a joke, because the studies that have been done in Nova Scotia and Canada, in South Australia and other parts of the world show that the take-up rate is around 1%. In other words, the people that really need to be able to pre-commit to control a gambling problem just don't use it. And the final point to make is about people gambling responsibly. Well, guess what? We know from the Productivity Commission that almost 90% of recreational players don't put in more than $1 per spin at a time in a poker machine? And why on earth would Kevin Andrews side with the industry to say that, oh, you know, this is about responsible gambling, recreational players, we shouldn't have $1 bets? Well, recreational players don't put in more than $1 at a time anyway.
I mean, surely the industry that are making their income from these methods, just from what you're saying then, they're making their income from methods that are harming people in society. They should have a responsibility to minimise that harm. Do you think they're making themselves look really sort of nasty by opposing the reforms and trying to keep their money?
Well, you know, what did Gordon Gekko say in Wall Street? Greed is good, and that seems to be their philosophy. I mean, they've got in their business model is based on addiction when you look at it. When you consider that 40% of pokies' losses come from problem gamblers, they have got a business model that unfortunately relies so heavily on problem gamblers. So they're hooked on the revenue. State governments are hooked on the revenue. The last best hope was for the Commonwealth government to intervene, and they squibbed it. And as did Tony Abbott, his opposition leader, who disappointingly sided with the clubs virtually from day one.